Seattle wasn't so very different from Vancouver, and the girls were just as plentiful. I enjoyed it. But Seattle wasn't quite as used to having MI around in droves, and we picked a poor spot to eat dinner, one where we weren't quite so welcome, a bar restaurant down by the docks. Now look, we weren't drinking. Well, Kitten Smith had one beer with his dinner, but he was never anything but friendly and nice. That is how he got his name. The first time we had hand-to-hand combat drill, Corporal Jones had said to him disgustedly, "A kitten would have hit me harder than that." The nickname stuck. We were the only uniforms in the place. Most of the other customers were merchant marine sailors. Seattle handles an awful lot of surface tonnage. I hadn't known it at the time, but merchant sailors don't like us. Part of it has to do with the fact that their guilds have tried and tried to get their trade classed as equivalent to federal service, without success. But I understand that some of it goes way back in history, centuries. There were some young fellows there, too, about our age, the right age to serve a term, only they weren't. Long-haired and sloppy and kind of dirty-looking. Well, say about the way I looked, I suppose, before I joined up. Presently, we started noticing that at the table behind us, two of these young twerps and two merchant sailors, to judge by clothes, were passing remarks that were intended for us to overhear. I won't try to repeat them. We didn't say anything. Presently, when the remarks were even more personal and the laughs louder and everybody else in the place was keeping quiet and listening, Kitten whispered to me, "Let's get out of here." I caught Pat Leiby's eye. He nodded. We had no score to settle. It was one of those pay-as-you-get-it places. We got up and left. They followed us out. Pat whispered to me, "Watch it." We kept on walking, didn't look back. They charged us. I gave my man a side neck chop as I pivoted and let him fall past me, swung to help my mates. But it was over. Four in, four down. Kitten had handled two of them, and Pat had sort of wrapped the other one around a lamppost from throwing him a little too hard. Somebody, the proprietor, I guess, must have called the police as soon as we stood up to leave, since they arrived almost at once, while we were still standing around wondering what to do with the meat. Two policemen. It was that sort of a neighborhood. The senior of them wanted us to prefer charges, but none of us was willing. Zim had told us to stay out of trouble. Kitten looked blank and about 15 years old and said, "I guess they stumbled." "So I see," agreed the police officer, and towed a knife away from the outflung hand of my man, put it against the curb, and broke the blade. "Well, you boys had better run along. Farther uptown." We left. I was glad that neither Pat nor Kitten wanted to make anything of it. It's a mighty serious thing, a civilian assaulting a member of the armed forces. But what the deuce? The books balanced. They jumped us. They got their lumps. All even. But it's a good thing we never go on pass armed and have been trained to disable without killing, because every bit of it happened by reflex. I didn't believe that they would jump us until they already had, and I didn't do any thinking at all until it was over. But that's how I learned for the first time just how much I had changed. We walked back to the station and caught a shuttle to Vancouver.